speaking like this, it's not surprising that another highly significant sound experience of mine in recent years has been the discovery of Qawwali, the Sufi devotional music of the Indian subcontinent from Pakistan and India, where you have in Qawwali settings of beautiful Sufi poetry, either in Persian or Hindwi, which is a kind of early form of Hindi, or Punjabi. And you have the great Qawwali singers, the really great ones. They express so much longing in these wonderful verses. I don't know if any of you have heard some of Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan's singing. Sometimes he just cries, a great cry of longing. He's, you know, kind of improvising on these words of poetry. But then there's just this deep cry, extraordinary. And a few years ago, I had the great good fortune to go to the shrine, the Sufi shrine of the great saint Nizamuddin, Sheikh Nizamuddin in Delhi, where you have the origins of Qawwali. And there, every day, you have musicians, the Qawwali musicians, coming to sing to the shrine. And they sing these beautiful verses of somebody called Amir Khusraw, who is supposed to be the father of Qawwali. And I managed to get them to play for a consideration, because you always have to make a dana to get them to play. They sang Chashme Maste Ajabe, Chashme Maste Ajabe, which means, oh, wondrous beguiling eyes. And they just used to sing this phrase over and over again. Chashme Maste Ajabe. And you've got the sound of the drum and the harmonium and the clapping of hands going on, and it makes you shake inside. And I didn't regard this or feel this or experience this as a kind of praise of a god or anything like that, but felt it as the expression of the deepest aspiration that we all have, that we all feel. These things that I've mentioned, the sort of sounds that I've mentioned that have sparked me off, of course, are my sounds, as it were. And it might be worth looking into yourself to ask yourself, well, what are your sounds? What are the sounds that have really sparked off what is deepest in you? And how are you going to say and give voice and sing, literally, metaphorically, that deepest nature? And we can also say that, and this is using the idea of singing metaphorically, we need to make our whole life a song of spiritual aspiration. A life where you place your spiritual values right at the centre of your life. And I've realised in recent years that for me, being a Buddhist isn't in fact to do with changing myself. It isn't to do with doing something because I'm in a state of suffering, although I do need to change and I do suffer. But I realised recently that being a Buddhist means for me, what Buddhism means to me, what the Buddhist life means to me, is that it's an expression. It's the expression of what is deepest within me. That's why I meditate. I don't meditate to change. I don't meditate to make myself a better person. I meditate to give expression to what is deepest within me. If you like, I practice to sing. All my practice is a kind of singing, an expression of my deepest nature. So in meditation, you're expressing that deepest nature. In ethical observance, you're expressing that deepest meditation, nature, thank you. In study and reflection, in devotional practice, spiritual friendship, in benefiting others, and in other things too, music, art, poetry. You're singing a song of a life dedicated to spiritual values. This is the meaning, by the way, of going for refuge to the Buddha, Dharma and Sangha. And the more you sing, there'll be more of a response from outside of you. You'll start to hear more. The more you hear, the more you sing. And so it goes on. And the effect of this over time is the creation of a heightened consciousness, a heightened awareness and sensibility. Consciousness your notice becomes stilled and cleared and quiet and alert and loving. And then you can begin to really hear, really listen, really take in. I'm sure you've noticed this, for example, at the end of pujas, maybe at the end of a day retreat or a really good class, when you do those shantis at the end of the puja, those three shantis, which means, that shanti means peace, spiritual peace, profound peace. Then you can sort of really listen, really hear,